It's only another 30 miles south to Bari on the Adriatic coast. We'll spend the night there, and the next day we'll take the ferry across to Dubrovnik. There's so much to see in Yugoslavia, but these are hard times. We'll head north and skirt around Kosovo. About 60 miles up and inland is the historic city of Mostar in the foothills of the mountains. Here we find so many remnants of the recent war, and my mind drifts off to a concert I went to in Houston a few years back. How strangely things came together that Sunday afternoon. Robert Shaw had directed Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, a setting of a poem by Wilfred Owen. Owen was an English soldier killed in the last days of World War I. In 1948, I sang under a Shaw protege. Shaw was, by then, the young wunderkind who was transforming American choral singing. I was studying calculus, mechanics, and singing, surrounded by returning World War II veterans. I'd survived the war by being just a little too young to go. The students around me, some damaged, some not, had survived by being luckier than the ones who died. I went on into engineering and into teaching. All the time I sang everywhere I could. In 1974, I was in Yugoslavia singing with the Serbian Orthodox Cathedral and working in the International Center for Heat and Mass Transfer. That August, I drove down through Bosnia and through Mostar to a conference in Dubrovnik. The car carried my wife and me, our two boys, and the conference proceedings. We stopped near the famous Mostar Bridge for our sandwiches and juice. Bees hummed in the summer air, and the graceful bridge reflected in the river water. The Bosnians were nice to us. A couple took us into their house that night. Their daughters slept on the couch. Other Yugoslavs were nice to us, too, but they told jokes about the Bosnians. They told the same jokes that I had once told about the Polish. Now we look at the ruins of Mostar Bridge. Croatian guns pounded it into rubble. The terribly slow efforts at historic restoration are underway, and I know I'll never tell Polish jokes again. In any case, Robert Shaw was still at it that Sunday afternoon, a half century after my student days, and I think about those ex-GIs. Art Winship finished his degree in a wheelchair. John Wagner had survived the terrible 1945 German counteroffensive. That whole part of my life had played to the background of Shaw's musical methods, while students around me confided the horrors that Owen wrote about. And the same sort of senseless death had taken place here. I think of Wilfred Owen dreaming up the ghost of a soldier he'd killed. The ghost speaks. I am the enemy you killed, my friend. I knew you in this dark, for you so frowned yesterday through me as you jabbed and killed. I parried, but my hands were loath and cold. Let us sleep now. It was another world when I sang and studied coal gasification there. I listened to Bosnian jokes, and I sat by Mostar's lovely bridge. Now I simply feel the need to hurry on.